nu chiamă, că mai iubă astea. Mă dau în gaia mea, el o pun ceara piciara. Prima dora, contagia carta.
Today's Music Corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. Can't be denied. Two souls entwined. I'll pass my prime for a little while, but I found you with a smile. I love who I am, may I'm with you. May all the me inside of you. All I want is you. There is no capture needed. Yeah.
vitamin, yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
first quote of the day. True heroes are those who can forgive. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Tarat is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempot tarat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. It's also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol peret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempol peret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Listeners, Indonesian government has assured its school revitalization program will not only target public schools, but also the private one that need support to ensure the uniform distribution of quality education. According to him, the government is prioritizing all regions in building access to decent and uniform education. The step is in line with the president's direction to focus on the priority programs of revitalizing schools, building superior schools, and accelerating the digitalization of learning to improve the quality of education across Indonesia.
Besides physical revitalization, the government is also paying attention to the problem of teacher shortages in remote areas, especially in eastern Indonesia. And the digitalization of learning is part of the government's agenda as well to prepare a wiser policy regarding the use of social media by children in the learning process. Referring to policies in several countries such as Australia, which prohibit and restrict children under 16 from using certain social media, Indonesia is also considering adopting a similar measure to protect students from the negative impacts of technology. Let's wait for the policy, the implementation of the policy of prohibition and restriction of social media for children under 6 here in Indonesia. But while waiting for the next interesting programs, like we have more fillers and features that will take you closer to Indonesia, what about enjoying this next song, a cover song actually, of an Indonesian singer song, very talented, legendary, but unfortunately he already left us for good. A cover song of Glenn Fredly called January or January. Though the title is January, played in February, I think the songs of Glenn Fredly remained in our heart for good, for the whole month, the whole year, the whole age. But now the song January is covered by another talented singer, very young, so bright, an Indonesian singer, namely Annette. So, and also she collaborates with the Baku Cakar. So enjoy the song and stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Separuh nafas. of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
sampai jumpa.
Pertama aku tak menyangka semua akan begini. Ku yakini aku takkan selalu sendiri. Namun kenyataan jodoh, meski ku katakan hanya kau yang terindah. Saat kita jadi kiranya kau memberikan satu kesempatan untuk membuktikan hatiku hanya untukmu. Aku sungguh meragu maukah dirimu.
Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Tomas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame, That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listener, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you. Easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Rindik brings a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely ngunil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, that was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled December Kelabu or Gloomy December by Erika Rashid, accompanied by Dapur Music Project. This song tells about the sadness of someone who is left by her lover without news for 2 years. She keeps waiting for a promise or arrival from her lover, but it never comes true. The song created by Arianto and popularized by singer Maharani Kahar was released in 1982 in Maharani Kahar's debut album of the same name. This album became the most popular album of Maharani Kahar's career. The song was not only popular in its time but also continues to be remembered and even resung by many artists across generations, like Yuni Shara, who released this song in 1997. Then the punk music group Karna Mereka also released the song in 2018. Well, listener, here is Erika Rashid featuring Dapur Music Project with the song December Kelabu. Enjoy.
Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafib said Indonesia wants inclusive artificial intelligence governance. This was conveyed by Minister Mutia in a ministerial meeting in the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit Forum series in Paris, France. According to her, inclusive and balanced AI governance is very much needed amid the development of global digital technology. However, by considering the conditions of developed countries, governance must also pay attention to developing countries. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education, which is seeking to improve efficiency, security, and ease of access for people through the implementation of electronic diplomas planned to start in 2025. According to the Ministry's Director of High School, Winner Jihad Akbar, stated, during the dissemination on high school diplomas monitored online on Monday, this digitalization is expected to make the issuance and distribution of graduation documents quicker and more accurate and to reduce risk of forgery. Akbar stressed that this initiative aims to ensure the administrative process adheres to established procedures so students obtain valid diplomas that meet the new standard. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From
to the world. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are enjoying the program of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, the English, I should say, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, your Friday's companion on February 10, 2025, going to be here to present various interesting information, programs, and of course music from Indonesia. This program is available on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and special for the 3 Western Indonesia Time or GMT plus 7 session of Indonesia Today. We are also available on RRINet that you can enjoy on RRI Digital Mobile App, rri.co.id, and UCTV. So stay tuned for more interesting programs only on Indonesia Today.
tonight.